This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. We're discussing the first Great Depression and the similarities to the second Great Depression, which we have already entered, as I believe it. Please don't believe a word I say here at USA Prepares, nor should you believe anything you hear or read or see in the media. So Kathy and I are looking at this book. It's called The Great Depression, a diary written by Daniel Roth, R-O-T-H. And the inside cover is some of the notes of this diary. And here is August 6, 1931. At a public sale by the sheriff today, a foreclosure by the bank, the Corella family at 1915 Elm Street was offered for the third time, but no buyer found. It could be bought for $4,400 and is really worth conservatively $7,500. I can hardly read his writing, but it looks like I thought it was worth $11,000, but it could be bought for $4,400, but no buyer found. That's what that said. And this book is a series of entries in a diary as to what happened and what was happening. And he goes on to say, by the summer of 1929, stocks were selling at 20, 30, and 40 times their earnings. Stocks were split and resplit until the most capable accountant would have found it difficult to make a reasonable calculation. All sense of caution was lost. Stocks were bought blindly, and good bonds earning 4 or 5% were sneered at. Even though the air was full of warnings, very few people took heed, and when the crash came in the fall of 1929, the casualties were terrific. Many of my friends with small earnings had run up stock holdings on margin as high as $50,000 or $75,000. The crash wiped them out, and in many cases left them indebted to banks and brokerage houses. I visited a stock exchange on the day following the crash, my first visit to one. And the place was filled with perspiring and white-faced people. Suicide and bankruptcy became the order of the day. That's an entry on page 7. Kathy?
You know, Vince, it's really interesting how the book was put together, because he will write something, and let's say it's 1930, then maybe in 1932 or 33 or 34, in the book, he has observations. So what they did was they put that observation right underneath what he wrote to see, and he'll say, yes, I was correct, or no, I wasn't correct, or this is what caused it. And one of the things that he said was that the banks, and, you know, we're suffering. He puts that in a lot of his entries. And then he says that, like, the small businesses ended up closing first within the first 3 years. And he said partially because people had no money, but then they gave credit to help the communities, and then people couldn't pay. And he said the small businesses paid most of the taxes, so when they closed, it really hurt, you know, the government. And then there's another similarity to what we're hearing now. They said people are grateful to have a job, but the government keeps saying that we need to have a higher minimum wage. And he said what happened then when he reflects back, he said the president's plan ended in disaster because more people lost their jobs and more businesses closed because they couldn't afford it.
Very, very similar thing, or the same thing is happening today. The federal government has demanded that we have a higher minimum wage. So the cost of eating at a fast food junk store has gone up. And what has happened is you're reading reports of companies like McDonald's and other fast food joints implementing robots to take the place of these higher and higher minimum wage workers. Now, I think everybody should be able to earn, everybody who wants to, who tries really hard, who is diligent, who is passionate, should be able to earn a living. I think that, I can't say it should be mandated, but there should be opportunities. But when companies are faced with higher and higher costs, the first thing they do is reduce those costs. And if you think about it, it happens 100% of the time. So when a company revenue goes down, their sales go down, one of the first things they do, and I've experienced all of this firsthand, one of the first things they do is say, boys and girls, listen, now we're not going to be able to buy those pencils and paper like we used to. So be careful with the pencils and paper because we don't have the money for that. Then the next thing they do is they say, well, we're going to have to cut travel. And those business trips that we used to pay for you to go out and learn new things, well, we can't do that anymore. Then the next thing they do is they say, well, it'd be nice to have you all here with your smiling faces, but we can't afford all of you. So we're going to have a reduction in force. We're going to reorganize the company. We're going to lay a bunch of y'all off. It's the same thing. And that's exactly what happened during the first Great Depression, and that's what's happening under the current administration. Reductions in expenditures. Companies are closing their stores. The number of stores that are big stores, I'm talking about chain stores, that are going bankrupt and closing is in the thousands. Thousands of big stores are closing down because they can't maintain a profit. And corporations are very concerned about their own survival. So if they have to cut off people and salaries in order for the corporation to survive, they do it. The board of directors has a fiduciary responsibility to the shareholders to make sure the corporation is still viable. So that's exactly what they do. And that's what happened in this book. And according to what I read in the book, Kathy, they say that in this diary that the unemployment rate was 25%. Now, some people say it was only 20% unemployed. I don't believe that for a second. Actually, I think it was greater than 25%. People wanted jobs, but they couldn't find them. Back to you.
I think you're right, Vince. And, you know, I asked you the impossible question when we talked. One of the reasons why I really would like to continue to study this and really learn from this book and others it's an impossible question, but is there any way to time, like, let's say that people knew in 1929 or 1930 or whenever it was really bad, like, was there any way to, like, okay, now I need to buy with the cash that I have while the price is still there or where the food is still there, or now I need to get rid of a bad investment. And it, you know, I know that inflation has gone up, but he does make a comment in one of his statements that inflation, when they printed all the money, he said inflation went up 40 to 100% the next year. And if this is exactly what we're experiencing right now. And he does say over and over in there, like, oh, if I only had the money, because this would be a great deal on whether it was a home or real estate. But then he also says that some people had the real estate and then they couldn't sell it because nobody had any money. But I know I asked you that question, and it feels like the whole thing is unfolding right in front of our eyes as to what happened before. And I just don't know, like, is it going to be like one day, you know, everything collapses like it did in 1929?
Well, Rich Sheehan asked me this question for years and years. And every once in a while, he'd say, well, you know, on the phone privately, he'd say, you know, I've asked you this question before, so let me ask you again. And the question is, so, Vinny, if you had some extra money, what would you do? What would you do with it? Would you put it in stocks? Would you put it in bonds? Or what would you do with it? And I've always said the same thing. If I didn't have enough land, I would buy some more land. And if I did have enough land, I would buy tools, parts, spare parts, supplies, and we'll call them consumables, things that you use, like fuel, like engine oil, and things like that. And that's what I would do. And we're talking about a period of hyperinflation. Well, during that period of the current administration, Greece, and we've reported this, Greece went from $1.59 for a 14.1-ounce tube, the kind of grease we use here at the farm, to over $7, and it hit even more than that, like more like $10, $11, $12 for a tube of grease. It's unaffordable to a farmer. So what would a farmer do? Well, a farmer would be more cautious and judicious with the use of grease, but you have to use enough of it, because if you don't use enough of it, the bearings will fail of whatever you're supposed to be greasing. So my answer is still the same, Kathy, and I don't know the timetable. Believe me, I've studied economics for years as an undergraduate and graduate. I have 2 degrees in economics, and I don't get it. I don't get it. I've said for years, the definition of a good economist is someone who guesses right. That seems to be the definition, because the reason I'm saying that, and it's kind of tongue-in-cheek, but the reason I'm saying that is because the market is manipulated. The market is so manipulated that people don't know what to do. And Rich, who studies economics, like all his waking hours, the only time he's not studying economics is when he's sleeping. And he's probably still studying it, you know, with a few cycles of his brain per second while he's sleeping. And he's having a tough time too. And I guess that's why he asked me the question. I don't have the answer other than what I said. So would you rather, I guess here's the answer. Class, would you rather have digits to buy things at an unknown price in the future, or would you rather have the things that you would have bought with those digits right now? And in my world, I've had a meeting with our family, several meetings in the last couple of days, related to Ohio and the toxic dispersal of dioxins. What does that mean to our family, and what should we do to prepare for it? What should we do? Should we be buying things, or should we not be buying things? It's a very difficult question. I think tangible things in your possession and in your control is where it's at.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy Swiss, and we're talking about the first Great Depression and similarities to the second. And there's an entry in the diary, December 2nd, 1931. The Wabash Railroad goes into receivership. Also, the other railroads are in bad shape. Local banks are still closed and very little hope of opening. Stocks continue to go down to new low records. U.S. Steel and Western Union are both selling at 50. And Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe Railroad pays $10 dividend on a price below 87. These are my comments now. Things were not looking good. And it goes on to say that thousands, in June 5th, 1932, thousands of World War, and that would be World War I, thousands of World War I veterans are marching toward Washington to demand that Congress pay them their bonus. They are coming from all parts of the United States. In Cleveland, they took possession of the Pennsylvania Railroad system until driven away by the police. About 100 passed through Youngstown yesterday. They were orderly and were fed at the bread lines. The bonus, if issued, would mean the printing of $2 billion of paper currency, and it is feared that the result, would result in inflation. Class, the bonus army, the bonus was an amount that was promised by the federal government from World War I, and it had not been paid. And the veterans demanded it because they were starving. They wanted that bonus. And they were referred to as the Bonus Army. And they ultimately ended up in Washington, D.C. when they were fired upon by the United States military, the organization that they proudly served in World War I. That's true. Absolutely true. Kathy, back to you.
Yeah, and Hoover was irritated that they were there. I read that part too. You know, the government, the media, corrupt is all I can say. Even back then, I think it was, I hate to say it, but it sounds like it was almost just as bad then. And one of the comments that he makes, and it was in 1931 and 32, he said, insanity, riots, and suicide had increased. People lost everything. And he also had pictures in there with, like, murders, burglaries, home invasions. He said were daily occurrences, and you couldn't go out after dark. And he said the current books now in the author's editor's notes said they don't have any of this. The other thing, Vince, that they did was in Ohio, there was a protest, and they brought in paid protesters, just like they did, like, say, for Black Lives Matter. They brought in, or Antifa, and they caused violence and disrupted their whatever they were protesting. I can't remember off the top of my head what they were protesting. But it's almost the same. You know, the other thing, Vince, that they did was, and I think this is probably, we may not have it the same, but they said that the banks ordered all the people to turn in their gold, and it was at $20.67 an ounce, and they said ownership was illegal. And they even went in to the safety deposit boxes, or say they were going to, I don't know if they did, but they said I think that they had to. The banks went in and got it out of the safety deposit boxes. And they had, the government demanded the names with whoever withdrew their gold after 1933. And then after they got the gold from those people that turned it in, and this guy did, that wrote the book, he said they revalued it at $30 an ounce. So in essence, they stole about 33% of the value of their gold. But he said what the ironic part was, and this is something I think that maybe, you know, you can take it if they ever do something like this again. He said it was just a bluff by the government. No action was ever taken against the people. And then they had a second order to turn in your gold, and you would get $20.34, but the market rate was 36. But they never gave you the difference from the first time then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a modern-day theft was with pennies. Pennies used to be copper, but copper became worth more than a penny for the amount of copper in a penny. So they replaced it with a zinc copper-clad penny, which is worth virtually nothing. Another theft. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA News Update. The Biden administration is tossing around the idea of releasing intelligence it believes shows that China is considering a way to supply weapons and support Russia's invasion in Ukraine. The discussion on public disclosure is ahead of Friday's United Nations Security Council meeting, marking the one-year anniversary since the invasion. A formal warning was delivered over the weekend in Munich to Wang Yi, China's senior foreign policy official, by Western powers. Former President Trump criticized the federal response to the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, as a betrayal during a visit to the village where residents and local leaders are increasingly frustrated with the minimal federal response.
Unfortunately, as you know, in too many cases, your goodness and perseverance were met with indifference and betrayal in some cases.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today's hot.
Why today?
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
DC,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
He is with us. Kyle's on the phone. We'll be with you in just a second, Kyle. So, Kathy, I believe you were saying that murders and robberies were in the cities were rampant and increasing, and cities became dangerous. Class, that's exactly what has happened in the last couple of years. The murder and robbery and assault and battery rates have kept going up and up and up, and the cities are dangerous. And another piece of just a small dot of evidence that we are in the second Great Depression, it has already started, as I said a few years ago, is the homeless camps in the cities. So what is the government doing about this homeless camp that the government created? Well, they're bulldozing them. because they want them out of view. They want them off public property so you can't see the homeless invasion that is across the United States of America. Absolutely true. And just look at any news report on the alternative media and you will see the rate of murder, robbery, mayhem, beating, slashing, bashing, crashing, busting, and burning across the United States. It's increasing at an increasing rate, in my opinion. Kyle, welcome. You're on with Kathy.
Yeah, good morning, Vince, and good morning, Kathy. I just got a couple of other thoughts to put on the fuel for the fire. Vince, this country has so sold its people down the road. The one huge thing that wasn't in the last depression that we have now is we have the Chinese building up on our southern border. They have taken over three of the biggest ports in Mexico, and they're looking to develop the fourth. There's 1.5 million of them in Vancouver. The illegal northern border crossings are up 850%. So if you're thinking in terms of preparation, folks, what do you think it's going to look like when you don't have Americans in this country? Why do you think they're shipping them all over the place? Because when this thing comes apart and there's no more money, and Joe can't spend any more on the credit card, and there's no, because these illegals are getting more than people get paid on their Social Security. And they are used to living in a lawless country. What do you think all of this is going to look like when they have nothing? So in your preps, I would say there is two things that we need to consider more as powerfully as anything else. Yes, I agree with all that you said. Buy more land if you had it. Get more stuff that you're going to need to be able to survive a depression. I agree with all of those things. But I think the biggest, or the thing that is emerging in my mind as becoming one of the largest threats after you get those things done, is you better be able to prepare mentally, and you better be able to prepare munitions-wise to be able to handle the onslaught of these people from other countries that are going to be stealing, raping, killing, pillaging everything you have. Go ahead.
You taught us about this young lady whom you met in your course of business, and she came from another country, and she talked about the invasion to her home by foreigners crossing, and they just had to fight and fight and fight from the inside of the outhouse and club and club and club for the better part of a day just to not be beaten by people outside the house trying to steal what they had. Could you just give a thumbnail sketch of that again, please?
Sure. Well, this young lady, and she was at one of the major box stores that where I was going in to get lumber, and she had an accent, and I asked her about the accent. And so she said that she was from Czechoslovakia. And I said, well, I've been hearing all these rumors of, you know, the migrant thing. What is that like? Or do you have anybody still living there, thinking that her whole family might have migrated? And she said, no, my dad and my two brothers and my mom are still in Czechoslovakia. And she said that they sent me to America because they were worried about what would happen to me. Young, and she was, you know, decent looking lady, you know, and probably in their early 20s. And so anyway, she said they had a rumor, because people talk, you know, that there was a big migrant surge coming toward them. And afterwards, her parents told her that it was at least 200. And they said they had a few hours warning, and so they got out there with nails and hammers and boarded up every single thing they could get their hands on. And then they boarded up the windows on their house. And all they had, because they have no guns over there, all they had was baseball bats and two baseball bats. And the lady said her brother used a 2x4 that he had trimmed down on one end so he could get a good handle on it. And anyway, so there they could see these people coming down the road. And when they got to their place, they were just ransacking everything. And when they figured out that, you know, it's just going to take more trouble than it was worth to get in, they found out there was people in the house and they wanted to get in there. And they were literally ripping the boards off of the windows. And she told me that her dad and two brothers fought for over four hours. That's what she told me, over 4 hours, with these people trying to get into their house, ripping the boards off of the windows, and then they would just sit there at the window as a choke point and hit anything that stuck its head, foot, leg, anything through that window. And they did that for over 4 hours. That's what she told me. And said they finally gave up after, and said, you know, her mom was still freaked out about it because she could hear the bones breaking when these guys would hit. And she said her mom was still traumatized by that. But that was what they were dealing with now. Or then, this is about a year ago when the big surge or so in Europe was happening. I went back there looking for her again, and I haven't been able to find her to talk to her again. But I would love to, if I ever get a chance, to see her again, I'll remember what she looks like, and I want to ask her if anything had changed. That's what she told me. And folks, I'm telling you right now, you think all these crazy millions and millions and millions of these people that have come into this country illegally, they've already started off against the law. Do you think they care? They're only here for what they can get. And if what they can get ain't free, they're going to take it. It's common sense. And you, in my opinion, I agree with getting everything Vince has said. Him and I have talked about this on the program many times, and extra fuel and all of those things. But I'll tell you, you better have a way to be able, number one, to see them coming, if you can, some type of a security system. And you better have a way to prepare as fast and get them before they get to your house. That's just me thinking out loud here. But in any case, I just wanted to throw that in there. You know, all of these things that we're seeing, I'm wondering, Vince, and this thought just crossed my mind. All of the things we're seeing about financial collapse, unemployment, all of these little tentacles that we are dealing with right now, the jab and, you know, the vaccine deaths and all of the things going on. I'm wondering, the thought crossed my mind, if all of these things ain't four poker players sitting across the table from you, kind of showing you their cards. Oh, this looks bad. This looks bad. This looks bad. This looks bad. And you're sitting there thinking to yourself, my goodness, which one of those guys do I try to beat? When the problem is the guy that's behind you with a club, fixing to club you over the head and take everything you got.
Here's a famous quote. And this is from an economist, a world-renowned economist, Milton Friedman. Quote, "The Great Depression, like most other periods of severe unemployment, was produced by government mismanagement rather than by any inherent instability of the private economy." End quote. He just said the government's the problem. So you all know that.
Yeah.
You all know that. Anyone who's a student in this class or is someone who studies what's happening knows that that's the case. Kyle, anything else you want to say?
Nope, that's it. I just wanted to jump in there a little bit and add that in, because I think we really need to be thinking about those things in your preps, folks. You better get ready, because what this is going to look like is not going to be anything you have ever seen before. That's the hard part to wrap your mind around.
The threats
that's
are on
the
300.
Hard part.
The threats are 360 degrees and the top and the bottom. We are totally surrounded by threats. And just one more quick comment. Class, Mrs. Finelli and I do own a used clothes dryer. We own one. We own actually a couple of them. I've never installed one, and it's probably because the mechanical engineering department hasn't convened their meeting here at the farm to determine the proper way to assemble the team to install it. And because we don't have the dryer installed yet, and it takes a long time to figure out how to install one of these, so far about 17 years. But I can tell you this. I did go outside during the last commercial announcement, and I was looking at the laundry. Mrs. Finelli had done a load of laundry, and there were the washcloths for the kitchen sink and the kitchen towels. That's what's on the line. And if you think about it, it used to be okay to do that. Now with what has happened in East Palestine, Ohio, let's say you live downwind from that. Is that an advisable thing to do, to hang your laundry out? Maybe a washcloth that might touch your face? Or a hand towel that you would hang on the stove handle in the kitchen to dry your hands when you wash them in the kitchen sink? Would it be advisable to wash your hands and then dry them with a towel that was exposed to dioxins? Would that be a good thing to do? I guess that's your homework to figure it out. I don't think it's a good thing to do. Now what do you do? So do you use a clothes dryer that takes the air and then forces air onto the clothes that you're now going to do the same thing with, wash your hands and dry them? This is not a good scenario. It's really not. And all of it, 100% of it's man-made. And the aliens, they're laughing at us because they're seeing how retarded we really are. Kyle, thank you so much. Kathy and I will be back right after our last commercial break of this last. Thank you, Kyle.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
A few more quotes from big men with little tiny brains about the First Great Depression. Quote, "We will not have any more crashes in our time," end quote. John Maynard Keynes, 1927. Keynesian economics, right? Quote, "There will be no interruption in our permanent prosperity," end quote. Myron E. Forbes, president, Pierce Arrow Motor Car Company, January 12, 1928. Quote, oh, by the way, Pierce Arrow Motor Car Company is kaput. Quote, "There is no cause to worry. The high tide of prosperity will continue," end quote. Andrew W. Mellon, Secretary of the Treasury, September 1929, 1 month before the crash. Quote, "There may be a recession in stock prices, but nothing in the nature of a crash," end quote. Irving Fisher, leading U.S. economist for the New York Times, September 5th, 1929. A few weeks, just before the crash. The crash is not going to have much effect on business," end quote. Arthur Reynolds, chairman of Continental Illinois Bank of Chicago, 5 days before the crash. We feel that fundamentally Wall Street is sound, and that for the people who can afford to pay for them outright, stocks are cheap at these prices," end quote. Goodbody and Company, Friday, October 25th, 4 days before the crash of 1929. Quote, "The financial storm definitely passed," end quote. Bernard Baruch. And that was a cablegram that he sent to Winston Churchill, November 15th, after the crash. Quote, the government's business is in sound condition, end quote. Andrew W. Mellon, Secretary of the Treasury, December 5th, 1929, after the crash. And this is what the President Hoover said. Quote, "President Hoover predicted today that the worst effect of the crash upon unemployment will have passed during the next 60 days. End quote. March. That was the Washington Dispatch. March 8th, 1930. months after the crash. The crash continued and continued to devastate the economy, production, the supply chain, employment, manufacturing, banking, everything until 1945, when the war was over. World War II was over, and the GIs came home and they wanted to marry those girls that waited for them throughout the war, and they wanted to start their families right then and there. They wanted to buy homes, they wanted a car, they wanted everything, and the economy roared back because of the absence of production and money from October 1929 through 1945. Kathy, back to you.
You know, Vince, I agree, and I think it's every bit of 1945 because, you know, growing up, I just remember people around us didn't have a lot of money. It was still tough. I mean, women sold the kids' clothes and had gardens still. It wasn't like maybe the 1970s or 80s when, you know, more and more and more was, I felt like, okay, it was getting a little easier. But I just remember as a child not seeing, I don't remember like any of my relatives or friends having a lot of money. And, you know, Vince, you were reading those quotes, and one of the conclusions that he wrote in the book, and he's got several, but the first one is all the best economists were wrong. And so it's basically what you said by reading all these quotes, that they were all wrong. And he also said that the government and the newspapers cannot be trusted. And so these were observations of he's a young lawyer, but those were his observations. And, you know, how true is it? And, you know, Vince, another one of his conclusions was, a major risk should not be taken for a minor profit. And, I mean, that sounds obvious, but how many people do that even today?
How many people wear earbuds and can't hear the sounds when they're crossing the street or the sounds when they're driving a vehicle? Those are major risks for, and what's the gain? Listening to someone on the phone, listening to a song? I mean, a minimal gain, if there's a gain at all, for a substantial risk. You're absolutely right. And what you refer to about not being able to trust the newspapers, that's the media class and the media of the day, and government. They both lie. They're both co-conspirators. They're in it together. They lied and lied and lied, and they still do. Nothing new. It's the same thing. So you should be preparing by reading history about the first Great Depression. Kathy, thank you so much. I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.